D-Mace Vingen and Donick 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen here with you. We will be joined by Teron Davenport momentarily. It was a good day for the Tennessee Titans yesterday, despite the fact that the Titans did not play. And we'll talk about this a little bit more once we hear from Teron Davenport. But the Jets won. The Jets defeated the Browns. The Saints won. The Saints defeated the Panthers. Even the Dolphins won their third game of the season, blowing out the Bills 30-13.
I'm so disappointed, Adam, that you have not led with the tankathon.com. Come on, people want to know.
Tankathon.com looks mighty good for the Tennessee Titans right now.
It was a great tankathon day.
It was a fabulous tankathon day for the Tennessee Titans. We'll get back to that. But first, let's welcome in Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, who is presented each week by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. Teron, I want to start by asking you a question that I asked Derek Mason last week. How would you proceed with Calvin Ridley if and when he returns from his hamstring injury? Derek said, you got to get in where you fit in. You've got younger wide receivers who have been emerging over the past couple of weeks without Calvin Ridley. I know Calvin Ridley is being paid like the number one wide receiver. He is the most talented wide receiver on the team. But considering where this team is, the young receivers, do you simply plop Calvin Ridley back where he was, or does he have to, as Derek said, get in where he fits in?
No, I think he has to work his way back into the rotation. You also have the oncoming return of Bryce Oliver at some point, who I still think is deserving of reps as well. So when you look at this total picture, Alec Ironmanor is clearly your ex. You have Van Jefferson, who filled in and did a solid job. Frankly, they didn't really miss a beat from Ridley to Jefferson, so you have that. But then you have the ultimate, and it's the guy that D-May said reminds him of Percy Harvin, and that's Jim DK. And I think DK is deserving of reps at Z as well as slot. I think getting a good read on him at Z is a good thing to do going into the draft season. I would imagine Ridley will be going after this year, so you could figure out, okay, you could slide DK in at Z and then draft a guy like a Mekhi Lemon, or you could allow who would play slot, or you could, work DK at both slot and Z and draft a guy like Jeremy Bernard, who could play Z. So the X position is taken care of. It's just a matter of figuring out the other two.
Teron, last week when we had you on, we were talking about Tavondre Sweat. And you said, correct me if I'm wrong, that you wouldn't have been surprised if the Titans traded Tavondre Sweat before the NFL trade deadline. They did not trade Tavondre Sweat before the NFL trade deadline. How surprised were you by that? And does the fact that the Titans did not trade Tavondre Sweat tell us anything about the front office's belief in him?
No, I don't think it tells you anything about their belief in him. I think him not getting traded is somewhat surprising. At the same time, you got to look at this is a talented player that obviously the organization invested a high pick in. So I think it's a little bit different from the Brownlee Jr. situation, whereas obviously, they weren't on the same page. I'll put it that way. I don't know I'll put it this way. They weren't on the same page. I know that the Sweat and the front office, it's not anywhere near as extreme as that situation, but everything isn't all goody-two-shoes as well. So, it's not a surprise that they didn't trade him. Like a big surprise, it's somewhat of one.
Now, TD, I know this team needed the bye week, but if you look at both sides of the ball, who do you feel needed it more? I look at the defense. Because of the injuries, I think that they needed this off week more than anybody to get Jeff back, hopefully. Arden Key back. Don't know what's going on with Sneed. He may be done for the season. But guys like Arden Key and Jeffrey Simmons having that week off and getting them back, I think once they come back, I think the defense will look a lot better than what they have.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Anytime you could drop Jeffrey Simmons back into a defense that has been playing all right, I think it will increase. We know what he brings to the table. And then you have Sweat coming back as well, continuing to work his way back. So it's tough. I would say both sides needed it for different reasons. I think the offense just needed it because it's just like, hey, man, y'all got to look in the mirror and figure some things out. Whereas the defense is like, yo, you guys need a break, man. You know, so if I had to pick one, I would pick the offense just because they're dead last in the league in multiple categories. So to me, they need the bigger break.
Now, do you think they will, and you talked about DK, and the kid is just, each and every week it seems like he's getting better and he's figuring it out. But do you think they make a concerted effort, or have they talked about making a concerted effort of getting him the ball more, especially knowing where this team is at and they need to see their young players develop as the season goes?
Yeah, I mean, there's been some conversation about getting him the football more from what I understand. And just he's their playmaker, right? I mean, when you need a big play, like, he's the guy that has made it. And it doesn't always have to be the 38-yard touchdown against the Patriots, right? It could be that big-time catch, 15-yarder on the in-breaking route on the first series when they were facing a 3rd and 10, you know, against the Chargers. You know, those are the things that – I think are very important, and that's the reason why they're going to look to get him the ball. But, you know, if you ask me, that tight end, old Gunnar Helm, needs to get more touches.
Teron Davenport is with us. Teron, I haven't heard much about this since the coaching change, but how do you think it's going with the new offensive line coach and the way the offensive line is playing? Because we know how critical it is, especially for J.C. Latham, to continue to develop. He's still only 22 years of age, which makes him 2 years younger than Diego Pavia. So just to put it in perspective, he's got some growing he can do. But as a group of five, I would love to see that group, what should we say, gel down the stretch. That would be a nice thing. So how do you think it's going, that new relationship?
Yeah, well, you know, one thing you do have to say is coach is, because it's plural. So you look at the two. I think it's going about as well as you could imagine, just because it's tough when you have one figurehead leave and then two kind of work to come together to fill the role, right? So I think that's a difficult thing. And then you look at just the way things have gone, obviously, with the quarterback holding the ball too long at times, other guys just getting whooped. There's still a lot of room for improvement. And this week is going to be tough because – you got those rushers are coming from both sides, so they'll have to figure some things out, who to help here, who to help there, because you can't help both sides all the time. And looking at this matchup, you're probably going to need to.
Okay, so with that in mind, what do you think Mike Borgonzi thinks of how Dan Moore has played? About what he thought, better or worse?
I would probably say it's somewhere between about what he thought and worse. It's gotten better, I will say that, and the penalties have decreased. But still, and I get the mindset that you got to pay a little bit more money to live in that neighborhood, right, of offensive linemen, signing one in a free agency. But I don't think that organization believes they got a full return on their investment. And you also look at the way the deal structured. I think it kind of – they had an idea that it could be that type of pitcher, and that's why you have that out after next year.
Teron Davenport is with us, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. Teron, late last week, the Titans made the decision to release Quandre Diggs. What was the reasoning behind that decision?
Yeah, well, I talked to Quandre, and, I mean, look, there's certain guys that you kind of, like, gravitate towards and become a little more thorough with, and he was one of them. And so as soon as it happened, I called him, you know, we talked, and it was a mutual parting. He understood what was going on as far as the push to get Kevin Winston Jr., who he respects immensely and knows is going to be a really good player. He understood the push to get the young guy more reps. But when you have four safeties, and he fully acknowledged, you know, that the veterans, Xavier Woods and Amani Hooker, those are really good players. And when you have four safeties rotating in two or three spots, it's tough for anybody to get into the flow of the game. So, you know, Quandre, he said he's going to take one for the team, and if he could go elsewhere, he'll go elsewhere. But that was the main thing. He just needed to it wasn't something that was conducive to him being able to put the right film on display, the right play. And that's really the main reason why. No hard feelings or anything like that. He just said it was time for a change, and we'll see what happens.
Teron, what would you consider a successful second half of the season for Cam Ward?
I think he needs to be able to see it, believe it, rip it a little bit more, stop drifting out of a clean pocket. I think he also has to learn to get the ball out of his hands a little bit quicker. Mike McCoy talked a little bit about that today when he was asked about the amount of yards, because great job by Terry McCormick finding it, but Cam Ward has at least 100 more yards lost on sacks than any other quarterback. And obviously a good chunk of that is because of the amount of sacks that he's taken. But at the same time, you got to look at just better feel for the game. I think that's the one. I couldn't put a statistical number on it. The only stat that I would care about, frankly, is the interceptions. Get those down and be able to – and the turnovers, right? And the rest, however it falls, is cool. But I think step one is securing the football a little bit more.
Last one for you, Teron. I'm sure there are plenty of Titans fans who are paying attention to what's going on in New England right now. The Patriots are 8-2. They went to Tampa, won yesterday. I believe that's 7 consecutive wins for Mike Vrabel's Patriots. I'm looking at the AFC standings. You've got the Colts at 8-2. You've got the Broncos at 8-2. You have the Patriots at 8-2. Where would you put the Patriots in the hierarchy of AFC contenders based on what you've seen from the Patriots and the other teams at the top of the list?
I put them ahead of the Broncos. I just think they're a complete team, man. You're starting to see players uncork themselves as guys that can make impact. Kyle Williams. I don't know if you got to watch any of him, but, you know, he was number 18. He caught the crosser, and he put his get-somewhere shoes on and took it to the house against the Bucks, right? And that was Cam Ward's receiver at Washington State. And then you look at Travion Henderson, you know, running the rock the way that he – these are playmakers that are emerging, and Drake May is playing out 74% completion. Yeah, give me that. And here's the thing. You have what you call the Vrabel special, the ability to – go in as an underdog and win. That's exactly what they did this past week. And you look at them, they're one of those teams where I believe they're pack and play. They're going to play good defense. They're going to run the football well and play efficient, turnover-free football. And that gives you a chance anywhere whatsoever. Look at the 2019 Titans. Obviously a different degree because Derrick Henry is the best running back in the last 5 years. But still, I think they are a contender.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport has been our guest on DMA's Ving and Adonic. He joins us every Monday at 3:40, and he is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. Teron, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll catch up next week.
All right, appreciate it. And I got some homework assignments. Adam, you're free from homework this week. I'm going to have something for you next week. But,
okay.
But really, your job is this. Mooney Taka Murakami. Go look at him. It's the Japanese third baseman. I think the Mets should go get him. Because
can you spell that for me, Teron?
Yes, indeed. M-U-N-E-T-K-A or T-A-K-A M-U-R-A-K-A-M-I.
Whew, that's a mouthful.
You got that, Willie?
Research him.
I got it. I'll have a whole report for you when I come back from Sweden. I'm going to talk to my Swedish baseball scouts when I get over there. But I am in New York right now, Teron, so I'll try to find a Met fan here at Madison Square Garden to give me the lowdown.
There you go. There you go. And D-Mace,
oh, yeah.
I want you to take care of your body. Give your body a treat.
Okay.
Right in Germantown, there's a place called Protocol, P-R-O-T-C-O-L. It's by Derek Morgan, the former Titan.
Okay.
Go in there, say TD sent you, and just tell them you want to see what's up for a former athlete.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make sure I go.
You got your homework assignments, guys.
German
TD, thank
German,
you.
Germantown. Okay.
615-737-1025. You guys got your homework assignments, so get to it. Teron will be looking for those a week from now. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Coming up next, as Willie just mentioned, he's in New York City. The Predators are in New York City, and right after the game, Willie and the Predators are jetting across the Atlantic to Stockholm, Sweden for 2 games against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I'm getting a vibe about this week that reminds me of a vibe I had almost, well, actually would have been more than 5 years ago at this point. I can't do math. But I'm getting a vibe. And we'll discuss that coming up next. 615-737-1025. Derek and I are live at the Circus Sportsbook Kentucky inside the Mint Gaming Hall, just over the Kentucky border. Willie Donick is in New York City with the Predators. Puck drop at 6 against the Rangers. And David James is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.